Good Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us for the show here on 91.5 in Phoenix with Lauren Gilger. I'm Steve Goldstein. Coming up this hour, is a spring training boycott really possible, and how preventable are serious train accidents?
But first, last night, immigrants' rights advocates protested outside of the U.S. Customs and Immigration Services offices here in Phoenix to mark a year since Guadalupe Garcia de Rios was deported. The Mesa mother had gone to ICE offices for a routine check-in, but was deported instead. The event sparked national outrage from pro-immigration activists and marked a change in the federal government's approach to immigration enforcement under the Trump administration. For more on this, we have Rick Sue on the line. He's a professor of law at the University of Buffalo. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So in this last year, have we seen other deportations like this one where someone went in for what was once a routine check-in at ICE but was deported?
Yeah, it has become a lot more common. Essentially, the policy shift is away from prioritization to essentially targeting anyone. And these routine checks of individuals that were previously considered low priority, now they're entirely open, and essentially anyone with a removal order is now being removed.
So how else have we seen enforcement efforts change under this administration?
So there's been a shift. On the one hand, there's been a lot more emphasis on interior enforcement. And the second is there's been a lot of focus on what we may call low-hanging fruit. So there was in the prior administration under Obama a focus on priority targets and working with local law enforcement to focus on criminals or individuals who have been convicted of serious crimes. But now it seems to be this idea of unshackling local law enforcement officials with regard to immigration enforcement has been essentially targeting everyone. Hmm. And so we're seeing a lot more enforcement action against individuals that would have been considered not high priority before.
Okay. Under the Obama administration, we did see record numbers of deportations. How are those numbers adding up so far under the Trump administration?
So here's the interesting thing. Obviously, for the Trump administration, the sort of reshifting of focus, they want to claim that the numbers are, in fact, going up. But the actualities are actually going down a little bit overall, although interior enforcement up. But certainly compared to the record peak in 2012 under the Obama administration, we are far under that peak, for better or for worse. I think it's representing two things. On the one hand, the Obama administration removal order, for however we feel about it, was pretty effective. And it really sort of targeted the individuals for removal that sort of the serious criminals that deserved it. And now we're really, I think the Trump administration is kind of scraping the low-hanging fruit. And the second is we had a lot more local participation at the time, and that proved much more effective than essentially the type of bullying, I think, that is sort of we're seeing now, where the local law enforcement and the federal enforcement officials are at an antagonistic end as opposed to partnerships and cooperation.
So you think a lot of this is rhetoric?
I think a lot of it is to some degree, but that shouldn't mask the fact that the enforcement priorities are in fact changing. We're likely to see a lot more disruptive enforcement techniques being put in place. The check-ins certainly are some of them, but workplace raids and neighborhood sweeps are likely going to go up. That's the sort of argument. Are those actually going to be more effective in removing more individuals? The numbers suggest likely not. Though they would be more sensational, and they would certainly be more disruptive for the communities.
So are you seeing arrest numbers go up while deportation numbers are going down?
So the arrest numbers for interior enforcement is, in fact, going up, and the interior removal numbers are going up slightly as well, although what we're seeing is a lot more arrests than removals because the gears for the removal process, the court system, the immigration judges are still underfunded. But again, it's interesting because although they're up from recent years, compared to the peak in 2012, they're still lower. And I think some of it is reflecting the fact that although there are still a lot of individuals here that are eligible for removal, the individuals that were sort of detected through local law enforcement participation aren't available anymore.
Okay. Rick Sue is a professor of law at the University of Buffalo. Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.